Welcome to the Dr. Apples interview series. I'm your host, Lacey, and today we delve into the captivating folklore of Dr. Apples. In this episode, we're not just recounting his story, but diving deeper into the theme of the ego. Join us as we dissect this compelling aspect of Dr. Apples' journey and uncover the profound insights hidden within. This is part three.
So, Dr. Lex, what would be a sign of an unbalanced ego for, I would say, someone in their late 20s or early 30s? I'm a tad bit curious about that age range.
So late 20s, early 30s is usually when we're looking at people starting to build intimacy. Mm-hmm. Or they go into isolation, right? Mm-hmm. This is typically a time when people start to be social at work or social at school, starting to maybe have serious dating relationships, whoever they're dating. So a sign that the ego is unbalanced there would be a lot of, I don't want to say self-centeredness, self-absorption. Mm-hmm. So everything is about self. We've all probably met those people, yeah. Right? Where they only talk about themselves. Yes. Or even if you bring something up, they bring something up in relation of themselves, yeah. Not for closeness, but so the conversation can shift back to yes. them, right? So we start to see that, oh, well, you're not taking care of me, but you're also abandoning me, and everything is so much me-centered. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, we see perfectionism, right? So people who are highly critical of anybody who goes against whatever set rules that person has decided. And not just for them, but for all of society. Well, this is the way I do it, so this is the way that everybody else should do it, because this is the way that's the best. Oh. That is an unchecked ego. Like, well, no, you know, you can cut paper hearts a bunch of different ways. I just choose it this way. Well, you're wrong. Like, I don't know if I want to be your friend anymore. I'm good. Right? Let's end this date now. But that's a sign that ego is much, much, much bigger and out of control than you might want to deal with.
Yeah, I tell people, I said, there's more than one way to boil an egg. And they're like, what?
There you go.
Like, there you go.
Yep.
Once you figure that out, you'll figure out life, okay?
Right. Like, are you salt in the water or not? Like, what are you doing? Do you only boil it and like let it boil and then turn the water off and just let it cook the rest of the way? Or do you like really soft boiled eggs? There's a bunch of different ways to boil eggs. You're exactly
different
right.
Different ways to boil an egg. So I'm interested in someone who is in their mid 30s and or older. Are the signs different for an unbalanced ego at different ages, or?
You're gonna see as people progress, they get more savvy in their behavior. So the consumption of ego often can look like a narcissist.
Okay.
Right, so somebody who is getting all of their needs met, who's using emotional, maybe even physical manipulation just for them to be pleased, or because it pleases them. Mm-hmm. And they are the most important all of the time. It's not in relationship where it's give and take or there's flexible boundaries. It's all about that person feeling okay. And I would say that's probably mid 30s to late 60s and 70s. Wow. Around late 60s and 70s, when we start to see that unchecked ego and that unbalanced ego, people start to reflect on their lives. And as they start to reflect on their lives, they're going to realize they either generated something amazing throughout their life, or they're going to be really bitter at the fact that they resent a lot of their choices and are pretty lonely, that they weren't productive, that they didn't do anything great. Now, a narcissist who lives that long will blame other people. Yeah. Saying, well, like, you know, having my kid prevented me from doing this, or having this worker prevented me from doing this, and that's why I couldn't grow. It wasn't them. It wasn't me. It was them. That is what an age-old narcissist would do as they're reviewing their lives of productivity. Yeah. And so that's what you also look out for as, you know, older folks are dating and also getting together and spending time together. So is this person able to say, like, yes, I own this was my mistake, and this is what I generated in my life, and I'm satisfied with that.
Thank you, Dr. Lex. We'll continue this discussion with part 4. As we wrap up today's journey with Dr. Apples, ponder the role of ego in his enchanted tale. Don't miss our next episode, where we'll dive deeper into this intriguing interview. Subscribe, share, and join us as we continue unraveling the mysteries of Dr. Apple's world. Until next time, keep exploring the depths of the unseen and join us on the hunt to find his mother.